This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
One.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. SHOT Show 2020. There's the gun world is wide and it is all encompassing, and you get to meet, if you've never been to SHOT Show, this is where you get to meet people that do something that is nobody else does. And my next guest is indicative of this. His name is Charlie Colson. He runs something called C4 Precision Engraving out of Fallbrook, California. Good evening, sir. Or, you know, I don't know what time it is. So when this airs, it's going to be evening somewhere. So good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good. Tell me a little bit about C4 Precision.
C4 Precision is a small operation. We take great pride in taking individuals' desires and putting them onto their guns and creating legacy pieces that can either be given to a foundation or to a family member and handed down over 100 years and something you'd be definitely proud of. There's a portion of the business that strictly does production engraving, and that does very well, and we've been taken care of well by the military community, and that allows me to fund the foundation work that brought your attention to me today.
Right.
Or, yeah, sorry.
I understand. Hey, listen, look, this is the, you know, radio. It doesn't matter if we get it done in one take. We're just going to get it done.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're just going to get it done. Don't worry about that. I often mess up all the time, and when I do, I just simply go, I did graduate from high school the first time around. Just to make sure everybody knows.
Thank
so,
you,
anyway, you have a shotgun with you, and for those of you that have ever seen the movie We Were Soldiers, which is the Mel Gibson film where they pay tribute to the Nha Trang Valley, it was 1965. This is when we were not heavily in Vietnam.
Right.
This is when we would fly out into the middle of the Indian Territory and get out, and we were truly surrounded in a 360-degree area. And Charlie brought with him a picture of a bunch of guys being infiltrated off of a bunch of Hueys.
Mm-hmm.
And he has taken that picture, and he has carved that into the side of a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me a little bit, what kind of shotgun is it?
It's a Remington 870 Tactical that I stripped down to bare metal, and I engraved that mural into, along with the right side engravings as well.
The detail is stunning.
Yeah, I tried to create every little facet of it, from the boom on the radioman that's running away from the helicopter to the markings as on the tails.
You can see the seams on the helicopters. As
the first aid pack.
The furthest away is the first aid pack.
Yes,
you can
sir.
See some of the grass. I mean, the detail is stunning. And on the flip side, you've got all the service ribbons and everything that goes along with it for the, what is that, the 1st Air Cav? What is that?
Yeah, it's the 1st Cav Division Air Mobile.
Air Mobile.
And they earned the Presidential Unit Citation that I engraved from that first engagement in 65 in the Yadrang Valley. And it was such an inspirational story from the guys who were there that told me that I went on a long search to find that very photo and then went on about a 23-hour mission to get that put onto metal. 15 hours of drawing, 8 hours of engraving, and then to cap the rest of it off, I was lucky enough to be bestowed with a set of in-service M870 furniture to make this thing look like it came out of that period, but it's a modern gun that you can take out and shoot and be proud to show your friends.
So this came from some armorer's box that had come off of a gun that he had to do a little work to?
It came from decommissioning due to a heavy-handed arm, our soldier using it to bust open a door and breaking the bottom of the stock off.
Yeah.
So it had been sitting in a box for about 50 years by the time it was put in my hands, and I just couldn't believe that I was this blessed, so I knew that it had to go to a period-inspired piece.
Has the military unit seen it?
Not only they received it and were presented it yesterday. We had a retired first sergeant come out and be a part of just a quick ceremony at our booth. And
he served during the 60s?
No, she did not. She,
okay.
But she knows the men. She is
okay.
Very well versed. May as well be the division historian. She is that knowledgeable. And when she saw the engraving and then saw the photo, she goes, I knew from the engraving the men in that picture. I'm going to take this back and show it to the men that are actually in that photograph. and they are going to bring this back, and in March they're going to have a huge raffle, and they expect to raise about $10,000 for the Active Duty Scholarship Foundation for the 1st Cav Division Association.
So that'll go to some people's dependents?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, you know, the thing that I've seen with this SHOT Show is there's a lot of things going on for the military in tribute to or to aid, to fund something. And I'm very grateful that that's happening. At the same time, I really wish the military itself would, the government that promised to do it would do it. But then if they did, then maybe certain things like this would not occur, because I cannot think of a more stunning tribute than to show a bunch of air cav guys a trench gun that, coming into a congested hot LZ, this would be what they would be swinging around and trying to pulverize people with. And, I mean, for a dependable gun is the lifeblood. A dependable weapon is the lifeblood of the soldier. So you getting out there and using what they depend on and turning that into a tribute is a very... I know other people have done it, but I mean, the way you did it is stunning.
Thank you, sir. I'm really honored. I'm glad you like it.
Well, listen, you don't have to be honored. You did the work. I mean, I'm just reacting. That's all I'm doing. I'm just reacting. I mean, I'm a veteran. I was a cold warrior, okay? We still thought the Soviets were a powerhouse, and that was before the cursed thing happened, and then we found out how really good their technology was. I think that this is... And, you know, for that era, the Vietnam era is really... Vietnam and Korea are the two forgotten eras of the military. And the Vietnam soldier was vilified.
Yes, sir.
This is when the ascendancy of the leftist media started coming along. Mm-hmm. And so they were quite vilified and everything else. And there were a lot of people siding with the enemy. I served with Vietnam veterans, and every one of them I found to be very confident, quiet people. But I knew that there was a side to them that I was never going to see, mm-hmm. simply because of what they had experienced. And the only thing I ever wished for was to have been alive and in the age bracket to have served with them, if that's what it came down to helping them. But getting out there and paying tribute, nobody does that. Very few people do that. We got the wall. You know, we did the wall. Everybody forgets, right? Let's put up the wall. Okay, that's great. Off we go. What kind of phone you got today? You know, that kind of thing. So 2020, here we are, and you've got this going out there, and that's stunning. And plus, you're going to give it to you're donating it.
Every one of the shotguns I brought this year are being donated to the foundation.
So there's more than one of these?
There's more than one. There's four total shotguns this year. We have the 1st Cav Division Association gun. I have a Recon and Sniper Foundation shotgun I did, and we raffled off on Wednesday.
Okay.
We have the Marine Recon Foundation gun that'll be auctioned in June at their next fundraiser event.
Okay.
And the Navy SEAL Family Foundation shotgun, which has the DevGru Trident with the 6 stars underneath, and on the opposite side has all 5 attack squadrons. On the other side.
Most people don't know what DevGru is.
Well, I'm lucky enough to be pretty involved with the community because of the engraving I do.
Yeah.
And I'm really well used by the Navy SEAL Family Foundation and the SEAL Future Fund.
Well, we don't have time to go into what DevGru is, but the fact that you're actually doing stuff for them. Listen, you have a military background?
I come from a Marine Corps and Navy family.
Okay.
And it's just my upbringing. I was destined
for
that.
Your heritage.
Yes, my heritage.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm proud to have it.
A lot of people don't do that, Charlie. A lot of people don't do that. And the fact that you stepped up and did it, and you're giving back to something that, you came up in it, but you've never been a part of it, but you still feel that kinship. Sometimes there's things above and beyond that the people, I don't look at people that didn't serve with any sort of a jaundiced eye, but I do look at people that support people who do serve or did serve with a kind of respect that most of the time I resolve for the people that wore the uniform with me, or wear the uniform today, or wore the uniform before I did. So it's a very small percent. 1% of the American population has ever served in the military.
Yes, sir.
So everybody that's ever been in it is a highly specialized individual, and you paying homage to them the way you have done. I mean, I don't have the vocabulary to describe to you. I'm going to take some pictures of it and post it, but...
Oh, that'd be great.
It's certainly not something I can describe. The detail to the inscriptions on this is stunning. Thank you for taking the time to join me.
Thank you for having me here, sir.
Yes, sir. Charlie Colson, C4 Precision Engraving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Still on the floor at SHOT Show 2020, although this is a swan song, and I saved the best for last. I had to make a special phone call, I had to get him on there, all that other stuff, and joining me now is segment sponsor Jay Jacobson from Franklin Armory. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, Bill.
How's your show been?
It's been fantastic.
How many people have come and checked out some of the stuff you got going on?
Lots. We got a bigger booth than we've had in the past, and had all kinds of people coming down checking out the 1022 binary trigger, and we got it all set up and all the different platform, all the different products from Ruger and TC and good stuff.
I meant to ask you, how fast does that run on the 1022, that binary trigger?
So I don't have any official number or anything like that.
Can we just say obscene? I haven't seen it. I haven't watched it. I'm just in my imagination from my experience with them.
Yeah, because it's blowback, you're not going to outrun it.
Okay. All right. Just so long as we got that straight. So for you, now, you know, they're going to expand this next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, so what parts are going to be at Caesars and what parts are going to be here?
I have.
I don't either. But
I got marketing people for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's their
so
job.
I need to ask Son, huh?
Yeah. He'll tell me what's up and give me some solutions, and we'll pick one.
Yeah. But I would imagine with all the stuff you've got going on, and at the same time, you're sort of having to do a few things because you've got new products coming out, and at the same time, you've got this little conundrum with Reformation, which I'm sure you're already in front of.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were notified by ATF a couple of weeks before the world was aware.
Right.
And it wasn't a notification like, hey, this is what's going to happen. It was, hey, come out to D.C. and let's talk about this, because we see it as an issue. And I'm sitting here scratching my head going, hey, we've had this out for a year. And before that, you guys took 15 months.
Yeah, we talked about that. Two years of consideration.
Yeah, and then, you know, then all of a sudden they want to pull the rug out. So that was interesting.
So was it because of the grooves in the barrel? Was it because, what was it, because of the length of the barrel? Because it had the vertical foregrip?
Well, because they defined it as a SBS under the GCA, but not the NFA. First firearm that has ever been one, not the other. So firearms of first impression, they tend to look at and spend a long time on, which I thought they did and came to a conclusion. The sections that they're leaning on, they have the right to do it if they leave that interpretation, but I think the interpretation is really wrong. And we've been debating what we should do about that, whether we're ever going to sue them about that or find some other way to petition, because really it should be just purely firearm. It shouldn't be short barrel anything.
Well, I mean, when you go to them and you operate by their set of rules and you meet their set of criteria and all these other things, and then they come back after you've been selling it for, 365 days, and then they come back and say, oh, you know what, on second thought. I mean, how are you as a manufacturer? You got to be pretty agile on this one.
Well, there's two sides of that.
Okay.
And quite frankly, I'll mention that, dealing with ATF, it's kind of like you don't want to just go for the jugular, because they're going
to have to work with them again, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And but at the same time, I like to think they have to come work with me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, without you, there is no ATF, right? There's no reason for them to be.
Without us and our peers, for sure. With that, when we are working things down the road, what we look at is we'll have a list of things we want to show them and go over things and say, hey, you know, we really are looking at this, this, and this, and this could be a problem for you. And, in fact, I told them, I can't tell them how many times an interviewer put a microphone in my face and said, what do you think about the blankety-blank ATF? And their response was, hey, blankety-blank's the best thing we've been called in a while. And as it turned out, it was, a lot of people were all FATF, and while we don't take that philosophy, I told them this is what was going to happen, and sure enough, it did. So I would hope that some of the more reasonable managers of the department might realize the best way to govern and think about that next time before they do something that's a little rash.
Well, I mean, you operate based upon the rules.
Yes.
And if they're going to set the rules, the only thing that I find off-putting about it, well, no, I find a lot of things off-putting, but the biggest thing I find off-putting is that if they're going to tell you yes, do you need to slit your palms and do the Josie Wales handshake out there, because you're like 10 bears or something? I mean, just
going way back in the machine right there. I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, is that what you got to do? I mean, to get them to stick to their word? Does their word mean anything?
You know, you could have a change in administration and things could change. It could happen to any one of us, especially in the day of the post-bump stock regulations. So,
well, see, that's about to be sort of slammed around. That might get thrown out.
I would expect that it should.
Yeah.
What's the name of the gentleman? Stamboli?
Stambolia, Stephen Stambolia.
Yeah, another American patriot out there doing God's work.
Yep, he came by. We talked about that a little bit, but, I mean, now, of course, everybody... For you, are you going to have to add Virginia to your list of states that you can't ship to now?
I haven't seen anything come across yet.
Well, nothing's been made law, right? This is all in the planning phases and everything, but, I mean... I don't know.
This is one of those things I think they just need to realize that they're going to rip their state apart.
Yeah.
And luckily in Virginia, they're a lot more vociferous than California. California, we've just been the frog in the water just as it's heating.
Yeah, California is used to it. When something bad happens, I don't think anybody knows this, do they?
No, they generally don't, but we've had some fun working against some of the regulations they have over there and bringing new products to market, including two more pistols on the roster that we got in this last fall.
Are you making pistols now?
Yeah, we have an AR pistol.
Okay.
Don't get too excited.
I was about to go,
what
a Franklin pistol looked like. Okay.
We have a patent for one, but I don't have the time right now with all the other cool projects we're working on.
Yeah. What about Providence? Where's Providence right now?
So our engineer is working to refine it. The trigger's nice and smooth, and we're...
That was the only hitch, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the trigger is actually activating all of the firing mechanism.
So, yes, he's gone through and trying to optimize everything to make sure it's as smooth as possible, and that's where the holdup. Last year, we got to SHOT Show. We ran as hard as we could to bring it to the show in just kind of a working format. Now we're going through optimizing and also ensuring that it's going to be as reliable as possible, because you can't have a brand-new action type come out and jam on somebody. So we're going to get it nice and perfect. Our engineer is pretty close to that right now, and we're almost there.
I would expect that kind of action to be pretty reliable just from the get-go. I mean, if you've got everything working to where the trigger activates it and pulls it back and everything, and all that's nice, and you've got that gel that you like having with it, I would expect that to roll like a big funky sex machine on that one.
Feeding, yes, but think about ejection. So
you just about have to spring load that to where it'll pop back, don't you? Okay, all right.
You got it. So basically, sometimes somebody might pull the trigger fast, somebody might pull it slow, and so that creates all kinds of different.
That's just a bump. Finish your thought real quick.
Okay, that creates all kinds of different things where you got to have a spring load like that. Yes.
Thank you for joining me. We'll be talking again soon. Jay Jacobson, FranklinArmory.com. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With President Trump's legal team wrapping up their case in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, the next question is, will witnesses be called? Reports out there say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't have the votes to block witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton from being called to testify, but according to Republican Senator of Florida Rick Scott, he believes...
I believe that on Friday, when we get to the decision whether we're going to have witnesses, we're not going to do it. I mean, there's no logic to doing it. The House had their opportunity. Take John Bolton. They could subpoena him, and they elected not to. So you can't feel sorry for them. They've had their witnesses.
Tourists in the Caribbean are still being rattled after a series of earthquakes on Tuesday. The first measured 7.7 and struck between Jamaica and Cuba. It was felt as far away as Miami. Several aftershocks followed, but the threat of tsunamis is over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. SHOT Show 2020. Now we're going to cross into the political plane, which is the one that we all... I don't know about you. Do you ever... Like, sometimes when you work in the politics with some of the people that you're having to deal with, do you ever think, with a fire hose and an overpass, I could just end all of this? Does it just make you feel that dirty to deal with some of this stuff?
Absolutely.
Joining me is Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Thanks for joining me, sir.
Hey, my pleasure, Bill.
Well, with Virginia... Mm-hmm. Right, with Virginia. I've got thoughts about Virginia. Mm-hmm. My first thought was with this gun lobby thing. The first thing they should have done is done a Colin Kaepernick and called another venue and went there instead and held their lobby day there when it looked like I thought they were walking into a hornet's nest.
Yeah, no. I've done lobby day with VCDL in the past. Have been a guest speaker at their lobby day, and when it was a big deal. I mean, shortly after the Virginia Tech slaughter, tragedy, terror. So it was a big event that year. And the fact of the matter is that, there were concerns that maybe some outside forces were going to jump in and try and stir something up. But and, of course, the governor kept pointing at Charlottesville.
Sure.
And the big difference, as I
wrote... That was left on left. That was the left on the left.
That was the crazies and the crazies. And you had two opposition forces. In this case, your two opposition forces were gun guys that we know are, by and large, very responsible and considerate and thoughtful and paying attention to the people around them. And soccer moms, the demanding mommies, and they're not violent, and so it...
It is loud.
Yeah, and it went down exactly as I expected it was going to. I thought that possibly they were going to push the issue of that there would be more pushback from the gun guys at the magnetometers and saying, no, you're going to arrest us all? Come on, guys, let's just go. But thankfully they didn't. The guys who wanted to start the boogaloo stood politely outside.
The boogaloo.
They stood politely outside. And, you know, you had thousands and thousands of people there, and 100 or so had an AR strapped to their chest, and one guy had his Barrett, and those guys all got their picture taken about 40 times and put in every front page and video clip.
What was it? Did you see the, what's her name, Lavin from GQ, female that wrote about them? Yeah. If you get a chance, check that out. Just see what she wrote about it, because it was like, well, nothing happened this time, but it could have.
Oh, yeah, it could have. Yeah. It could have. And that's what, you know, that's the basis of all gun control stuff is, look, we know and we agree that you're probably okay and that you're responsible and safe, but not everyone is as safe and responsible as you. It's those other people that we have to... And the fact of the matter is, folks, the other people is you. You're the other people.
Yeah.
You trust a 17-year-old kid to be one yellow paint line away from you at 110 miles an hour every day. We're not the threat. If guns were the problem in the United States, everybody would know it. 600 million guns.
There would be
guns.
No gun controllers. There'd be no left. No,
right. We would have cleaned house a long time ago. Yeah. Leave us alone or die, you know, and we're not that way. One of the things I loved about Virginia was that after it was all over, our guys are out there, they brought their own trash bags and made sure that all the litter was picked up.
Yeah, I heard about that. I tried to point out, you want to see how the left does? Look at the Occupy movement. Now, let's talk a little bit about the internal politics of this, because it's complete and total hogwash as far as I'm concerned. Virginia is number 4 in the least amount of crime in the United States, yeah? They don't have a crime problem.
Right.
They even handled the MS-13 insertion that was going on. Mm-hmm. They took care of that as well. They do have a fentanyl and an opioid problem. And a meth
as does
problem.
Everybody.
Right. But instead of actually doing something about what's actually happening, they've decided to go after a non-existent problem and do a bunch of stuff that everybody knows wouldn't work anyway if they pass it.
Right.
And they're still going to try to pass it.
Yeah. Well, it's part of the... At this point, and I try and be nonpartisan. My organization is officially nonpartisan.
Sure.
But one of the parties has decided that I'm the enemy, and they're going after me and mine. And so partisanship comes into it. And actually here in the 2020 elections, if they've got a D after their name, you absolutely can't vote for them. And if they've got an R after their name, you have to go out and work for them, because we absolutely, you know, lesser of two weevils, no, keep the worst weevil out. That's the objective. And if you don't get out there and get involved, the worst weevil is going to win. And if the worst weevil wins, we're in trouble. That's what we see in Virginia.
Well, we have less choices. We don't have nearly as many options. We still got lots of options, but we don't have the good ones anymore. Without a doubt, peaceful would be better. Because a civil war in the United States today would change the entire dynamic of the country for decades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's we're not anywhere close to that. And these guys who seem to think that we are they're as bad as the Antifa leftists. It's a mistake. We have political options. We need to use those political options as best we can. And not be pushing beyond that. You remember 1968. You remember the rioting in the streets. You remember the takeovers at city halls and university campuses. The bombings.
That was closer
terrorism.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
was closer.
Yeah.
Then. Looking at what Virginia is trying to do, and I'm sure they're going to try to be the model.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one thing that I don't hear too many people talking about is a lot of things that are going. Everything they're doing is unconstitutional.
Right.
I would not expect Donald Trump to just sit back and say, well, states' rights.
No. I expect that Trump will get engaged. He's figured out that we matter. And
he's also figured out we matter a lot, so he better be on our team.
And he's not just talking to a select group of our team. He's talking to a number of us, reaching out. We're engaging. We're letting him know that there is not one voice that speaks for all of us. We are the gun lobby, the the big group. It's not overpaid suits in Washington, and that's, you know,
I'm not going to tell you some of the jokes that I've been hearing about the suits.
Well, and I've been saying that line, that the gun lobby is not overpaid suits in Washington, for at least a decade. And it really came home to roost recently, and,
yeah,
and you know, I'm sad about it. I really am. But we've got a problem, and if we don't address it, if we don't fix it, our problems are only going to get worse. Mr. Gabby Giffords is running for the Senate in Arizona.
Going after McSally?
Yeah, he's okay. Going after McSally. And spending millions of dollars, and Bloomberg and Giffords have been giving millions of dollars to state legislative candidates to take over state legislatures, and in every case, the minute the Democrats have one vote more than the Republicans, they introduce gun control laws.
They got a mandate, don't they?
They do. They absolutely do.
That's a mandate. One vote.
That's it.
We got about a minute left. These people that are funding all of this stuff, Bloomberg, the Giffords people, Soros, all these other people,
mm-hmm.
Are they staying on? Do they give service after the sale? Are they just buying it and walking away? How's that working out? Do you know?
They're promising more. That's what they're doing. They're coming in with a lot of money, and they're saying, you know,
promising maintenance and all that.
You do what we want, and we'll have more money for you the next time you're running. And
yeah,
that's what it all comes down to.
The whole problem is with this unmasking and everything. I mean, I don't think they may have whatever's left till the next election. And that General Assembly, as it is composed today, is doomed electorally.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Thanks for coming back and spending some time with me.
Always my pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Still on the floor at SHOT Show. I have no bloody idea when you're going to hear this, but you will hear this. SHOT Show 2020. Okay, one of the things that I find interesting about SHOT Show is the, and they're going to think this is funny, but the youth that is coming up behind me, because everybody, most everybody here is younger than me, except for a few other Methuselahs. So, now I get to, I was introduced to this young lady by a young man named Connor Olstad, who is a primo videographer, and I've seen his stuff, watched his stuff, we've had a few meals together. This young lady's name is Mackenzie Kroll.
Hello, thanks for having me, Bill.
You are the owner and co-founder of Her Wilderness. What does that mean? Who was the other founder?
Molly Quickenet. She's a good friend of mine. She helped found the company and brand the company.
She's not going to be in the van, too, is she?
No, okay. Just me in the van.
Well, we'll talk about the van later.
Awesome.
Tell me about Her Wilderness.
Her Wilderness is a company designed to create more opportunities for women to get outdoors. So essentially what we do is we partner with guide services and we essentially take women out on trips, hunting, fishing, concealing carry, shooting sports, stuff like that.
At least you're armed. Some of these guide services get out there, and I don't care who they are, they'll be out there like, well, of course I'm one with nature. I need no weapons. Then you read about them, they've been eaten by a bear or
right.
something.
Right.
And that famous last words. How's this going? I mean, this has got to be relatively new.
It's brand new. We just started in July of this year.
Okay.
So that's 7 months ago, and since then we've hosted over a dozen trips, and we have a full calendar for 2020. So
really?
It's been amazing.
Well, you know, women in the gun industry is becoming a... I know it's the fastest growing niche in it, fastest growing part of the gun industry.
Absolutely.
But young women in the gun industry.
Yep.
You guys are coming in here by like a tsunami.
Yeah, we're taking it by storm.
Yeah, well, that's great. I love it. I've always said that the Second Amendment is going to be saved by women anyway. I mean, dudes are too lazy to do it. I mean, you know, I try to do my little bit for it, but that's about all I can do. With this, is there more of an interest for hunting than, say, self-defense?
I mean, for me personally, and being the founder and the owner of the company, yes.
I mean,
that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's because I'm incredibly passionate about hunting.
Right.
But I'm also passionate about making sure other people have those opportunities as well.
Right.
And really anything that's interesting. So it couldn't even be hunting and shooting sports. It could be going to hike a mountain or foraging or cooking classes. And
Bushcraft is becoming a big thing, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
It should be becoming a big thing. Everybody should know bushcraft, but most don't.
I keep asking this question. What are you guys going to do if we get hit by the EMP and all the GPS goes down? Who knows how to read a map? Do you teach? Do you know how to read a map?
You know, I use my GPS almost every day.
But do you know how to read a map?
I could figure it out, I'm sure. I'm pretty resourceful.
Well, it's not that hard. I mean, if you the problem, when I first started thinking about this, it was right after 9/11. And my first thought was, okay, why do, if I go somewhere saying I need maps with grid squares of this area, this area, this area, I was afraid at the time that somebody would just go, why?
Right.
What are you planning on blowing up? Well, nothing now that you mention it. But having said all of that, you know, map reading and all these other things. But the other part about it is that I know people go into the woods when it's a blizzard to camp out.
Yep.
Knowing it's a blizzard.
Yep.
It's not a very hard skill set to acquire, but you do have to acquire the skill set, right?
Yeah.
So is that something you're going to teach as well?
Yes. Education is something that we're trying more harder to get involved into her wilderness. But essentially right now, our baseline is just creating the opportunities for women to get out there. So planning the trips, getting the women to sign up, and then from there we'll implement education and other things. So.
What about the self-defense aspect of it?
Yep, so we just go through an existing course or existing class on that, and we let them teach, and we're just there to facilitate and kind of handle all the logistics of it.
We got to talk about the van, though.
We do got to talk about the van.
Tell me about the van. What kind of van is it?
It's a 2018 Ford Transit, and I'm going to be converting.
Is it now the big one with the tall roofline?
Yep.
Well,
it's
thank goodness for that. That's I mean
high
that's
high roof extended version.
Okay, because when I ran into you two last night, and you're talking about you're going to do a van, and I asked you if you're going to do the van life, because van life right now is the trendy thing.
It is.
And young ladies doing van life is the over the trendy thing. It's the hyper trendy thing.
Yeah.
But now you're not going to be doing van life the way the other young ladies do van life.
Oh, absolutely not. It'll
so
be a whole different.
You're not going to be going, hi, YouTube. Yeah, I know, I'm just lounging around in a string bikini here in my van. You're not going to be doing that.
No, not at all. I have a feeling that I might make some enemies in the van life community.
Why? Because you're not doing that? You don't impress me as somebody that cares, though.
No. Oh, I'm not at all.
That's the way you defeat the left. You just learn the capacity to not care.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally confident in who I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to be taking that by storm.
Now, is this this is not a personal decision where you just woke up and said, well, I'm Mackenzie. I'm talking to myself. Self, I want to live in a van. This is actually tied into her wilderness.
Yeah, absolutely. So currently right now we're basing her wilderness in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But with me being able to be more mobile, I'm going to be able to reach out and connect and build relationships with guide services across the nation and have her wilderness trips in every single state every weekend out of the year.
So will you be doing pre-coordinated meetups and everything, and you've got stuff you're actually,
yes.
As you're actually going in a direction with a goal and
yep.
an agenda versus saying, which way are you going? Oh, that way.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
There's a goal, there's an agenda. Of course, there's going to be a little bit of my enjoyment in hiking and visiting national parks, things like that. But
right.
I'll have the plans to meet up with guide services along the way.
I used to be like you, Mackenzie. I used to get out there and say, what do I want to do today? Oh, yeah, I want to walk a long way. After this is done, I'm going to be looking on Craigslist for some used Segways. If you've never been to SHOT Show and seen it, even if you're close, you're going to walk, 3 miles to get to the floor,
oh,
wherever you're staying.
My feet hurt.
Well, now, you're the one that's volunteering to go out on the van life with her wilderness, though.
Yep.
So, I guess you're not wearing your van life, her wilderness boots that you normally would hike a trail in?
I would normally hike a trail in Crocs.
Crocs?
Yep. I love my Crocs.
Is there like a hiking Croc, or is this like
nope.
This is the Walmart Croc?
The standard clog.
And you hike trails in that?
Yes.
Does it at least have a strap around the back of your foot?
Yeah.
Oh.
You call it the speed strap.
You really are roughing it. Okay. I'm going to tell you this. I want you to remember this day, okay?
I will.
And this is a sad day for me to tell you this, because I really hope this lasts, but it's not going to. So enjoy the youth thing of it.
Got it.
And hike those trails in the Crocs as long as you can. I admire that so much.
I will look back on this day and remember that.
Just remember, I said, and listen, it's not a bad. It's much better. It's much better than the alternative.
Amen.
Yeah, I visited the alternative for a brief period. Didn't like it there. Came back.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah. Some people say that. Some people don't. Anyway, one of the things with the, like, are you going to go with your van? Are you going to go the whole way where you're going to be completely self-contained, solar and all these other things?
Yep, absolutely. We're getting the solar kit installed and having the inverter. We'll have the 12-volt, 120-volt. I mean, I learned how to be an electrician on YouTube in 24 hours, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a bed, we'll have a kitchen, a shower. It's going to be the full deal.
How big is this van?
It's like a 60-square-foot living space.
You know, at IKEA, they show those.
Yeah.
At IKEA, they show the 60-foot living space.
Yep.
I don't know if it's inside a Ford Transit van, but it's, you know, it is a possibility. So, as you're out there on the road, could I possibly entice you into calling into the show from time to time and telling us what's going on in the world of Her Wilderness?
I think you can entice me to do that.
Could I do that?
Yes,
and this will be quite interesting. Now, have you already got the YouTube channel established?
Yes.
It's called?
Mackenzie's Van Ventures. For now.
I like it. I like it.
It's tentative. We just need to get it out there.
Van Ventures.
Yes.
Okay. So MVV.
There you go.
Hey.
If you have any suggestions, let me know.
You know, at this point, with everybody that does the van life stuff, I would be hard-pressed to come up with anything better. Actually,
I
think more that it points to you. You know, get you a little logo of Her Wilderness that sits down there in the bottom corner.
Exactly.
Do all that branding stuff. You'll be fine. You'll be good to go. I wish you good luck with this. Where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram, any social media handle at Mackenzie in Minnesota or at Her Wilderness CO. And you can visit our website, herwilderness.co.
So you hike in Minnesota with Crocs.
Yes. I fish in Minnesota with Crocs. I hunt in Minnesota with Crocs. I go to Walmart in Crocs.
Well, you know. I'm trying not to feel bad about myself right now. I'll be able to work it out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck with all of this. And thank you for coming up here, Connor. Thank you for introducing me to her.
Thanks for having me.
Stay in touch with me and let me know what's going on.
Will do.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. And that, as I say, is that. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.